Blog Talk Radio. Yes, indeed. Good evening. This is the Listening Room Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. And that is my featured artist, Miss Lynn Thiedmont. I'm trying to tell you, she put it on me. I got to put it on you. We're going to share the feeling. Go check her out. All the way. It's all the way. Good evening, y'all. Glad y'all joined me tonight. We're going to do something tonight. But I just got this theme tonight, and I want y'all to hear some stuff. So stick with me, and we're going to get into it. You know how we do it. You can hit me up at 563-999-3050. Press the number one if you have something nice to say and if you mind your manners. Stick with us here on the Listening Room, Philly. We doing the thing.
Look and fly, I'm sure you can see it too. I caught your eye, imagine I'm the one for you. Watching you, watching me, getting weak at the knees, baby. You try to find what you're looking for, I don't realize that you found it in me. Team of fish, what you think you're missing, gon' miss out.
Stick to the script, but there's more to the book somehow. Yelling out the corner just a waste of time. You could never know the truth in that frame of mind. Come spark the track with your gift. God bless your grit, bring it on now. Cause you know there's much more to the script. Try to lift your spirits to the very tip. And life is worth much more to me The other day, I was afraid of being hypnotized by so many people whose dreams won't begin to be realized. But I came to know the lessons they were told wasn't really so. But they kept telling me, do all the things we do and you'll be good to go. Life is worth much more to me than you could maybe never ever cease to lie. Is worth much more to me than you could maybe never ever see. Been crippled to pieces, so dig what left reach and don't come with that hit no more. I'm bound for the cause, I've been taking a pause, relive for the time we're given. Baby, can't you hear the drum? I've been sitting here, come. It speaks of a life that's worth living. Life is worth much more to me than you.
Yeah. bathroom kit, your personal care kit when traveling. The best solution for personal care when using public restrooms. When nature calls, the restroom kit was created to be used in any restroom away from your home. Each kit includes an oversized seat cover with rear pocket to support stability and alignment, 1 yard of 3-ply toilet paper, hand wipe, and flushable tush wipe. Small enough to fit in a purse, pocket, your backpack, or car travel kit. Go to therestroomkit.com. That's therestroomkit.com.
Yeah, this is the Listening Room Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. I'm just in my mode tonight, chilling all the way out, getting my little life in a balance mode. Hope everybody trying it. Don't be all right. Don't be all love. Try to get it just right. You get it just right, everything gonna work out nice. Almost can guarantee it. If I'm involved in it, if I'm not involved in it, just, you know, go with the flow. You got to go with it. If you want to remain innocent, this is what you got to do. Check them out, the whispers.
Thank you.
Introducing the Restroom Kit, your personal care kit when traveling. The best solution for personal care when using public restrooms. When nature calls, the Restroom Kit was created to be used in any restroom away from your home. Each kit includes an oversized seat cover with rear pocket to support stability and alignment, 1 yard of 3-ply toilet paper, hand wipe, and flushable tush wipe. Small enough to fit in a purse, pocket, your backpack, or car travel kit. Go to therestroomkit.com. That's therestroomkit.com.
Yes, this is the Listening Room Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. I'm just sharing my mode with you tonight. This is what I feel like. This is what I'm trying to share out with you. You can always let me know what it is you're dealing with. I see the finger going up. Peace, Simon.
You already know what it is when you hear that sound, how it is and how it's going down.
Oh, 2022,
triple in the building. You know what I'm saying? On a check-in, I've been missing the show. My apologies. I've been missing the show, but I'm not far away, too far away at all. And I've still got my ear open. I clean the wax out so that I can hear the listening room twice a week. You know what I'm saying? You got to go down with the go-down. Is this the priest on the line?
Yeah, bro, I'm right here, man. I'm right here. I'm a changed person, bro. I'm a changed person.
Peace and blessings to you.
JP went into our haters.
Oh, that's what it is?
Well, you got to do what you do in the real world. When you say, I hate us. You can always love yourself. You know what I'm saying?
I definitely do, man. I'm just here listening. Yeah. I'm just giving a tune in, man. I'm in the kitchen cooking. You know what I'm saying? I listened to a pot of ingredients. I found some beats that I ain't heard in a while. So I'm dumping it to my computer. I'm getting ready to gear up and come back for next month. And I'm trying to get back my show. We about to get in there. You know what I'm saying? Priest, I might need your help. But you know what? We work together. Ain't nothing wrong with that. We're going to get it on in when we get it on in. I got the same Valentine's Day week. I'm looking to try to make a comeback. I'm trying to make a comeback, trying to get my head. You know what I'm saying?
Trying to get my head on straight. I'm setting the pace for you right now while you're talking. I'm setting the pace. Because, see, Valentine's Day, I don't know what theirs is, but mine is every day. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm in love with the person that's in love with me every day.
There you go.
I kid you not. If they love me, I love them every day.
I'm in love with my kids.
Yeah.
I ain't lying about
it.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to jam because we can't jam no more.
Well, guess what? Today, right, I was out picking up my children from school. So I'm sitting outside, and I'm getting my music together for the show. So I'm outside the school, and I'm jamming because I found some new music and some new artists. So I'm like, I'm jamming. I mean, on some real stuff. So this bus driver lady pick up children. She stopped, and she said, I see you every day with the children. Can I ask you, where's the mother? I said, man, mom gone by her business. She doing her. Bless her. Let's keep on going. We rocking. She said, but don't you need help? I said, I always need help, but help ain't what I need. I need to keep building this empire. That's what I need. She said, you don't need nothing from the government. I said, man, the government got everybody in a problem right now. So any help that they give me, I ain't looking for that. I'm jamming to this music. I'm going to do my radio show. You can always come in and do what you do. She said, I would like to come and help you with the children and cook food and all this. I said, okay, good. If you want to do that, here's my phone number. You call me, make yourself available. That's how I'm treating women these days, because on the other side of that, what I've learned, right, I was married for 25 years, so I never even had a side chick, ever. I never even got that far with nothing. You with me, bro?
Hell yeah.
Can you hear me? All right, By the time I'm moving out here with my children, and women see me out here with my children, they say, well, dude is responsible because he got his children, so they try their hand or whatever. Every one of them. Well, let me give you this song. I'm gonna let you hear this song, and it's going to let you know what the women I met so far. Check this song out, man. This is by Latoya London, man. Check this song out, man. You ain't gonna miss it. Check what they look like.
Yeah, 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 baby. Oh, whoa. Yeah, I got a question for you. Do you like the way it felt last night? See, I tried my best to do it just the way you like it. It was on inside the shower when you touched me that way. Did you think you could just walk away? Boy, why you got me thinking dirty thoughts of, oh, baby, my heart's beating crazy. I just can't help myself. Got me wanna do it again. So can we stay here for a while? I wanna play pretend.
If you like, I can show you. I'm feeling fantastic. Do what you wanna do. Act like we're in the club. Listen to me and act like I don't know your name. Between us two, we know it's just a game. Nothing wrong with foreplay.
Been watching me, boy. So you never seen this side before. Well, I guess you like it, cause you keep begging for more. Baby, I got something for ya. Turn around, count to three, then open up to your fantasies. Yeah, thinking dirty thoughts are hoping.
My heart's beating crazy.
I just can't help myself. Oh no. Got me wanna do it again. So let's stay here for a while. I wanna pretend. Oh yeah.
Listening room Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. I got Mr. Raw in the house. He's the host of the Brother and Sister Experience, and he wanted to get started before Valentine's Day. So that's what it is, before Valentine's Day, bro. Are we on it? Are we going to get started or what? What are we going to do?
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with a song. Everything's going along. You know how we got to do it for this new year, man.
All the women I met, is scandalous, bro. All the women scandalous, man. I ain't even know it.
You ain't gonna be able to hang with me, boy. I'm telling you, I'm gonna mile a minute, all minute to win it. You know what I'm saying? A mile a minute when I'm in to win it, can't stop. I can begin it.
Hey,
I'm gonna have to come stronger. Don't come along. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We got to do it.
Yeah,
crime don't pay, but crime don't play. Pimp status makes me the match. I'm coming through, man.
Taking
it two letters. Take it two letters. Easy. That's how we got to do it.
Yeah,
take
guess
it two
what?
Letters.
Well,
easy.
This is how I'm replying to them. I'm replying to them like this. Check this out, man. Stevie Wonder got the answer to it.
Man.
tight. And not before you kiss goodnight. She knows there's someone in your life, but she wants to be your lover.
Don't say yes.
Oh no, that girl is
in the room, Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. That's the only thing I can tell you about my whole experience with these women out here in this here particular time. Mr. Raw, that's how I feel. That's the first hour of how I feel about it. All the situations out here, they look discombobulated. Well, on a real level.
Man, you got to do nothing. There's nothing to it but to do it, man. You got the kids. And that's the future for you. They're going to grow up to take care of you. They're going to be doctors. They're going to be nurses. They're going to be lawyers. They're going to be cops, police, presidents. You got a tribe on you. You got a team. You got a group. You got a clan, a clique, or whatever you want to call it. You got a nice little setup going on, man. And you know what? You're doing the right thing. You're furthering your education so that you can teach them more. You're getting them right in the mind, body, and soul. So you just got to sit back and relax and take it two letters. Easy when the time comes because they're going to take care of you, bro. Mark my word.
Well, I'm going to mark your word, but somebody got to help me with my homework, bro. It ain't serious going back to school when you're an older person, but it's worth it because I'm using all of it right now. I'm using every bit of it, bro. But guess what? I wanted to share with you this little one thing before I go into my next segment, the next hour. I had the inner city blues. Have you ever had it, bro?
Yes, I do believe I can say that I experienced that before.
All right, well, Gil Scott Heron going to tell us how I feel for real. Check it out. Be back on the other side of it. And listen to Room Philly.
Dozen was down and crying for freedom or a brand new sound. New York, Chicago, Frisco, L.A., Justice was served and the unjust were afraid. Cause after all the years and all the fears, brothers were alive, the courage found, and spreading them goddamn blues around. Yeah, make you wanna holler black people and hold up both your hands and say liberation.
Crime is increasing, and I'm sick of happy policing. Panic is spreading. Yes, make you wanna holler sometimes and throw up both of your hands. Make you wanna holler sometimes and throw up in both your hands. Throw up both your hands.
Well, this is Listening Room Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. That's my opinion for the first hour. I figure I'd get Mr. Raw in on that because that's Sister Carol. And Sister Carol say, I ain't your niece, so I don't know how we get to be your uncle. You got a brother named Sam? Do anybody got a brother named Sam? I don't have no brother named Sam. So my children don't have no uncle named Sam. And I'm not adopted. That's crazy, ain't it, bro?
Sister Carly said I'm worried.
Yeah, that's my sister there. Yeah, I got a nice history with the sister there, you know what I'm saying? I only met her once, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but her uncle lived with me for a couple of years. You know what I'm saying?
She's a legend. She's definitely a legend.
Yeah, her uncle lived with me, man. And he showed me a lot of stuff. He was the one that made it so I could learn how to sew on a sewing machine. You know what I'm saying? Her uncle, Sister Carol's uncle. So he don't have no brother named Sam. I just wanted to say that out loud. Ain't no brother named Sam, and that's what it is on the Listening Room Philly. I'm going to get on with the kid on, bro. So how you doing, bro? How you doing down there in sunny Florida, bro? What it is down there?
Oh, man, it's beautiful, man. The weather's good. It's a little brisk. It's like it feels like fall, and that's the coldest it get. Maybe like, let me tell you, maybe like, wow. 50 degrees, maybe. It maybe
that's cold.
A little less. Yeah,
that's
cold.
Cold.
That's it. Yeah, you know,
oh,
and It's getting a little rain. Since I've been here, I haven't experienced any hurricanes or any tornadoes, thank God. You know what I'm saying? And it's been 3 years now, and I ain't looking for them. So, you know, right now, it's cool. I'm here chilling with the iguanas. That's it.
Yeah, it was like 35 degrees a day, right? And 35. I saw several people in shorts, and I wasn't feeling that. I wasn't feeling it. So, you know me, I'm from America. I got to ask somebody a question. So I asked one of the guys, I said, yo, bro, excuse me. So, you know, he was a different type of person, you know. And he said, excuse me, brother? I said, yeah, bro. I said, where are you from? He said, Vermont. I said, okay, all right. He said it was minus 16 degrees the other day where he from. So this is warm to him. I was like, I was done. I'm keeping my mouth shut about how people live on Earth. You understand, bro?
We got to.
Minus 16?
There's nothing normal no more. I don't know what that is.
Minus 16? You ever been in minus 16 degrees?
No.
That ain't for humans.
I've been in New York degrees where it was, let me see. I want to say, like the teens. I've been in New York where it's like 13 degrees, but like cold outside. But minus, negative? No.
Man.
I don't know about
that. I just blessed the brother and kept going because we had 35 and he was like cool with it. And I was like, I'm cool with it too. And I was like, I got my coat on. I had my coat on. All my children just warm. I ain't in none of that, bro. But I am going to go check Vermont in the summertime because I heard it's nice up there. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. Yeah, I'm just having fun tonight, man, because, you know, I found out that the whole thing you could do with this life is live, man. You better not be trying to work your life away and you're going to do this tomorrow and all that stuff because a lot of people ain't making
promise.
It, man.
It ain't promise.
Nah, man, this COVID thing is making people have underlying conditions pass away quick. People pass away quick down here, bro. So down in D.C., it's like zombies are, you know, ghost town and the stores are empty and you got to go at a certain time of day when the trucks come to get juice and water. And if you're vegan, you better know what you're doing. If you eat out of the box, you're relatively safe. If you eat canned food, you're pretty much safe. But if you eat fresh food, man, you better know what you're doing, bro. This thing ain't playing in D.C. I don't know if they're on lockdown, lock up, or just get by or whatever. But I don't know how it is in Florida, bro, but this thing ain't no joke. You know what I'm saying? But that's my COVID piece. I ain't saying nothing about it. I'm going to go ahead and put something nice on and make myself feel better. All right?
All right, give me a little Donald Blackman if you get a chance.
Oh, man, that's what I wanted to tell you, right? See, you hear the fire department in the background. Whoa, it came on, right? What I wanted to do is I start finding Donald Blackman music on everything I listen to. He either wrote it or co-produced it. And I mean, like, for 40 years, bro. You catch me? So I wanted to do an exclusive show on that brother right there. And I got I'm almost done with the research. I almost got 2 hours worth of music. And you'd be surprised of all the people this guy put music in today, you know, into whatever it is that you're listening to. You might be listening to that guy, but Donald Blackman was behind that. And that's a phenomenal brother on the next level. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me tell you, when you doing that show, you let me know because I have an exclusive song that nobody has.
I'm letting you know now. That's, It's when we get started. You said you're coming back in February. I said, okay. You said you wanted to get a little hand all the way up until February. I said, okay. So that's what I'm doing. I'm going to give you a hand all the way till you come back to the real world. Come back to the real world where we hang out at, where you give the people the right music, the right talk, the right everything, and heal some of these people. Because you obviously healing yourself. So share the love, brother. Share the love.
You know I ain't seen. You know I ain't saying right,
so.
You know. So when you do that show, we gonna. I know I might get in trouble, but even
we gonna get in trouble together.
Well,
still get in
I got
trouble
something.
Together. Why not?
I got that's
okay.
An exclusive. I just found it on
okay.
My iPod. I forgot
well,
I was there when he.
We're gonna do the thing right because it came to me today and I said, well, when I get my research, because research is putting the music together, and I'm telling you, this brother is phenomenal. I know you know personally, but I just finding out, brother. I've been listening to the brother music for almost 40 years in some
and
form or fashion.
Yep,
I know now, so I can't say I didn't know because I know now. So I ain't going to go back to when I was a boy and then I turned into a man. Didn't they say that one time before?
And you and him bumped heads probably and didn't even know it because you know some of the same people.
Well, you're telling the absolute truth because I'm working with a cat right now who me and his brother been friends for almost 30 years, and I didn't know that he wrote music for the time. I didn't know he wrote music for Prince. He wrote the actual songs that made the cats who they are. I didn't know it. I was never riding around with people like, man, you friends because of this. Man, you were friends because you drink tea. We have good conversation. We friends on that level. So, yeah,
you know?
I want to get to know how to be a human being again. That's why I went and got my first degree in humanity. I want to learn how to be a human again. And maybe going back to school, I'm learning how to do that all over again. You know what I'm saying, bro? So while I'm
right.
Digging out, I'm going to dig out one of these Donald Blackman tunes. But in the meantime, in the night time, we're going to go ahead and reach for it with George Harrison. Coming back at it.
a life that's so unschooled. His TV told him only the wrong survive. Babies making babies, right to life, but taking lives. Children dying long before their lives begin. No justice in America, apartheid in South Africa. No peace to stop the flood, the birds will end.
Thank you. gonna sing this song for you, love. Yet I've been so many places, yeah, to see you smile, make me happy. There are times when I'm feeling down and out, so many things are on my mind. I can tell you something without a doubt, to see you smile.
Thank you.
Well, that's what it is on the Listening Room Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. Mr. Raw asked me to dig up Don Blackman. That's what I found, brother, so far. That blew my mind, bro. You dig me? Thank you for letting the listeners hear that one right there. That was proper on the next side of proper. You hear me?
Hey, yeah. Because the first one you played, the
Lifting,
I wrote that.
I knew that.
I wrote that.
I could tell your flavor all the way up in that thing. When I say I knew that, I knew you was going to say that. You see, you ain't here by mistake, bro. You ain't here by mistake. You on some real stuff. And I know you got some secret music where it's about to bust in a minute, bro. Go ahead,
yeah,
talk, man. I'm not surprised.
Throughout the years, I known him for over 10 years. He was even at my wedding. And
okay.
Yeah, we did. I did about, I want to say about 12 songs together. And
okay.
We did
okay.
commercials together. We did Gatorade commercials. We did jingles together. We produced some jingles for some commercials out there. I met some pivotal through him. He used to be the background on the TV show New York Undercover. So anytime you used to watch New York Undercover, and they had that regular club they used to always go to, and once you seen one of your celebrities, if you look in the background, Donald Blackman was there. He was an incredible pianist. I met Ray Chu and the crew from the Apollo. I met Ed Tume with him. I met the rest in peace, M. Tume. I got a story about that, too. I met him. I'm telling you, Donald Blackman could play the drums just as well as he played the piano. The drums was his first instrument. The man was phenomenal, man. He was my mentor, you know, my big brother. I learned a lot from him. There's a whole album that hasn't been released, and I was so mad that it didn't get released before he passed, his untimely passing. And now I'm like, I guess it's politics, I don't know what's going on, but
no, bro, I told you, bro, stop right there for a second. Just stop it. I ain't trying to cut you, but listen, what happened? You got some music with Don Black. The music I just heard and the listeners just heard, when that music is 10 years old or better, bruh, that thing gonna take off. You hear me? If that music gonna take off, I ain't even heard it yet. I know it's gonna take off. You hear me? Because that's the temperature of the music that the man produced, and you wrote music with him, and we heard the music that you wrote. Man, stop teasing the people. Don't come on here and tease the people. Just because you got your own radio show, stop telling the people you got this secret recipe, and you ain't sharing the recipe. What?
Nah, man. I'm not sending,
oh,
bro. Lord. But I do. I definitely know due to certain things beyond my control, I can't release the songs that I have of him without any clearance and really talking to his kids, you know.
By somebody dinner, bro. Come on. You know how we do it in the country.
It's been 8 years since he passed, almost 8 years, and I'm waiting for the kids to release this, man. He got some joints. He got about 30 songs sitting. Just sitting. I begged him to release. He got so much music, man. He was in everything,
put it this
man.
Way.
He was.
How about this? His kids are over 30, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. They sitting on that thing at least to the 10-year mark. I kid you not. You can call them out.
I think so.
Because they got a gold mine on their hand, bro. And
oh,
you just can't go out and put out a catalog or one song or nothing like that. Because cats selling their whole catalog for $600 billion. Okay, no joke. And like I said, we're going to do a show on Donald Blackman. And the music I know that I've been listening to and the artists that I know he worked with so far, man, this brother got royalties and yin yang forever and ever and ever and ever. His children got it forever and ever. That's the original generational wealth. You know what I'm saying?
He was sampled from Master P, Snoop Dogg, and Jay-Z. They all used this music. The Snoop Dogg, this is for the hustlers, this is for the G's. That is Donald Blackman. The Jay-Z song, Morning Sunrise, that's Donald Blackman. Tell me, I just can't wait till they release his music to do him justice, to let more people hear. But he was inspiration to me. And yeah, I tell you, I miss him. I know that if he's still here, we was creative. Who knows how much more we would have done. But I do got a couple of secrets of my own that nobody have. You know, a couple of tracks that he produced at my studio that nobody has but me. So, you know.
That, well, guess what? All of what you said just made me thankful and thoughtful. All of it. Thankful and thoughtful. That I lived long enough to see the gold mine that's in front of me. You know what I'm saying? But hey, I'm going to put this song on right quick, man, because this is the Listening Room Philly. That was a lot of music for the people to hold on to. Let us all take a break and let's be thankful and thoughtful. We'll be right back at you. Check this out.
We'll be right back.
Introducing the Restroom Kit, your personal care kit when traveling. The best solution for personal care when using public restrooms. When nature calls, the Restroom Kit was created to be used in any restroom away from your home. Each kit includes an oversized seat cover with rear pocket to support stability and alignment, 1 yard of 3-ply toilet paper, hand wipe, and flushable tush wipe. Small enough to fit in a purse, pocket, your backpack, or car travel kit. Go to therestroomkit.com. That's therestroomkit.com.
Yeah, man, that made me feel good right here in the listening room, Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alec. We on some other stuff tonight, man. We explore music and checking out stuff, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's what it is, man. Oh, you know what? I'm going to send this message out to you-know-who doing you-know-what. And if they go ahead and do what they was doing, they won't hear this message from me again. This ain't got nothing to do with nobody, but they know who they is, man. I got to get it to them, bro. This here, right here. Check them out. I'll be right back with you. Thank you. Well, this is the Listening Room Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. That's my response to the phone call that I got behind the scenes. That's my response. Ain't no need to even ask me nothing else. I gave you my response. The whole world heard my response. That's my response. That's how we gonna treat it. Every time somebody say something to me, I'm just gonna give them a song and let them hear the music. And they say, what do you think? I don't think anything. I just don't have the time to think about nothing. If it ain't progressive, it's not building something that my children can inherit long after I'm gone, don't bother me with it. Can I get everybody involved? Can anybody say, all right, amen or something? What do you say, bro? I'm just dragging you in it. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Got to have somebody on your side.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Amen.
Yeah, you gotta get it on your. You gotta get the right people on your side, bro. You know what I'm saying? In any business, in any business, they say you must have an exit strategy in any business. Correct?
Yes, sir.
In good business, you gotta have an exit strategy. So you know, marriage is a business.
I got a plan B.
I don't know about
C.
No, I got a plan A. See, I don't even go back to the lower level because I ain't doing nothing to go down. I ain't doing nothing to digress. That's the word that we knew when we were kids. They still use it in college today. I'm not digressing for nobody, bro. For what I'm digressing, if we ain't going to do it, we ain't going to do it. I'm still going to do it. That's the life that I live. I chose to live this life. And I chose to live it to the fullest. Not have a bunch of excuses why I didn't, and I ain't got no talk like that. My talk is I better get up and make this thing happen every day, okay? My little daughter got up today, and we had bought some canvas. We like to paint for homeschool and stuff. So she did her little artwork today. I posted up on Instagram at Priest Ilica and at PriestWorks. And this little girl painted her little pictures. She said, Daddy. I said, what? Come paint with me. So I sat down and paint with her for a few seconds. She said, this is our brand new big house. I said, this is our big house right here. She said, yeah. I said, this right here? She said, yeah. Within 5 minutes, somebody hit me up on Instagram saying, do you want to post your daughter work up on our website and we can get it sold? I was like, y'all playing. Y'all playing with a brother, but that's what social media is for these days. People like something, they'll buy it. Right out your hand. They said, a baby painted that? Give me that. Now, guess what? I ain't selling it. I'm showing my children that's where you build up your collection. But you put it out there so people can get an interest in it. So it's like window shopping. You can see my stuff, but you can't get it. I ain't got nothing to get. You just can look at it. I'm done, Mr. Roth. That's what it is for tonight. Man. It's been an exciting night, Mr. Raw. Thank you for cluing me in on Mr. Donald Blackman. That was already in the board. By the time we talk again, I'm going to have some real stuff from him, and I'm going to let you know. Matter of fact, I'm going to do some promo on that thing. Let people know that, this is all the music, 2 hours worth of Don Blackman. Okay. Every little thing I can find. Okay. And I bet you he got some country western in that thing, too. I kid you not. I bet you got some Hootie and the Blowfish.
He loved music, bro. He was doing his thing.
That's what I know. I say he probably did some Hootie and the Blowfish if you go look at it good. I'm going to go look him up in there, too, because he probably wrote some music for them cats. Because the brother was phenomenal. I thank you for cluing me in. I'm sure the listeners do that, too. Look what happened. All right, we're looking forward to getting you back on the air. Valentine's Day. Kiss up everybody, let everybody know we love them on that side of the world. That's all I can do to you and for you until Friday when it's the Listening Room DC. I shall return with some more uncut, and then we're going to have the original Dirty Basement on Saturday. So, we're going to do our thing. We're going to get this thing rocking. Whether people are going to get the new music, the old music, unheard music, the real talk, interviews, I'm sure DJ Sincere going to throw some politics in it. I did even dabble a little bit since I went to college the first time for political science. But you know how it is. I'm going to leave y'all with some love. And this is what it is, and this is what it was. Wayman Tisdale, I'm in the zone.
About the zone, number one, is once you're in the zone, you never want to leave. Number two is, it feels like anything you do is going to be good. It's in the zone, y'all. But there's one bad thing about the zone, and that is, it just doesn't last long enough. So while you're in my zone, won't you sit back and watch me play?
Step of the way, I will always.
I'ma open your eyes, star wide.
Time is over. Now we got to hurry to the real fight.